Welcome to the Healing Elixir podcast. My name is Alexis Charles, and how are you guys been doing? I have been gone for a while. You guys, one thing I want you guys to know that you can do anything that you put your mind to, because if you didn't know, I record these podcast episodes in my closet, literally in my closet on my phone. So I don't know why I feel like someone needs to hear that. If you have a dream of doing something, start with what you have and then build off of that. So what do I want to talk about today? I want to talk about the period of time that I feel like we're in as not just a collective, but just everyone in their life. I've just been coming across a lot of people that have been reflecting on things, rewiring things, reconsidering things. And a lot of you guys know that I'm also into astrology as much as I am into spirituality. And I do believe both of those are interconnected, but that is a conversation for another day. So as we are in this space of just renewal, also, we're just looking at the spaces that we're in and seeing, oh, does this align with me? We're looking at the decisions that we've made. Oh, is this in alignment with my higher self? Is this something that I really, really want to do? Is the decisions I make, and I look at the trajectory of my life, do I like what it looks like based on the decisions that I've made already? I'm going to say that again. When I look at the trajectory of my life, based on the decisions I've made, do I like what I see? And can I, or what can I do to change that if I do not like what I see? This goes for relationships. This goes for career. This goes for basically any part of your life that you feel like you need to revamp or renew. And I'm telling you, do it. The energy that you have, this energy, it feels like you want to change. You want to break away from your normal routines. You want to go into spaces that you believe that you deserve to be in. I'm here to tell you that you can. And I'm here to tell you that you can go in that direction. But also understand with change, there is always something that needs to be shed. It can be a habit. It can be a career. It can be a relationship. It can be a environment, a space. Whenever you are evolving, it's a natural requirement that you outgrow the old self or the old stuff or the old relationships. Because what happens is, since you are elevating and you're evolving, what happens if that elevated version does not align with that old paradigm, which means what? If it doesn't align with that old paradigm, it will start to clash. For example, if I am elevating and evolving in a relationship and I go to, say, my partner and I'm saying, hey, these are the things that I'm starting to like. I'm so excited about. And you express that with your partner, or you express that with a friend or just a friend group, and they're like, oh no, well, I don't like what you're doing. I don't want to go in that direction. I want to go in this direction. I want to stay here. I like this, what I'm doing here. I like my comfort zone here. And say you're outgrowing that comfort zone. What's going to happen? There's going to be tension because there's two opposing forces. You get what I'm saying? There's two opposing forces. You want to go right, but the other person wants to go left, or they want to stay where they are. And at that point in time, you ask yourself, what do you want to do? Because every time you will go back into that environment, that will require yourself to reduce yourself to that old paradigm. And you have to ask yourself, do you want to do that? Now, of course, this can be very challenging and very hard, because you're essentially leaving a whole bunch of things that no longer align with you, which means the new is not familiar, which means your body might go into some type of shock, like, oh my God, it's going to want to go back to safety. But you have to remind yourself that, hey, Change is safe. Change is safe. It's okay that we outgrow things. It's actually essential for our evolution. And as you continue to remind yourself that change is safe, and you remind yourself that it's okay to outgrow people, place, and things, your attachment to those things become less, because you allowed yourself to experience those things, but you weren't so attached to it that you felt like you could not go on without it. Because you would essentially be telling yourself, hey, we can't grow and evolve because this person, place, thing, this career is saying, no, we can't. So that means we have to reduce ourselves to align with that energy every time we go back into it, which is in misalignment with where God wants me to go, where my higher self is trying to bring me. So I ask you, where are you? Where are you being called to go? What are you afraid of leaving behind? What inner work, what things do you need to do to align with your higher purpose, your higher self? And do you believe that you have the strength to do what you need to do to go in the direction of your higher purpose? I guess we'll see. Thank you for listening to the Healing Elixir podcast. Let's heal, let's elevate, let's upgrade your reality.